Welcome to the first Fannie Mae Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey podcast with Doug Duncan, Senior Vice President and Chief Economist at Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae conducts this survey and shares the results so that we may help industry partners and market participants target our collective efforts to support the housing recovery and lay the foundation for a better housing finance system. Today, Doug called in from the road to explain more about the purpose of the survey and to share insights on the inaugural results, which were collected during the first two quarters of 2014. And now, here's Doug Duncan with key highlights and results from the Fannie Mae Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey.
Fannie Mae has conducted and is releasing this week a new survey called the Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey, which is designed to gather the opinions and attitudes of senior executives of Fannie Mae's lending institutional partners and provide some insights into their views of recent activity and their future expectations around activity. Intent is to provide to the market information which could be parallel to the data that we and information that we collect with our National Housing Survey of consumers to compare and contrast their attitudes about the current market and their expectations of the market going ahead. Some of the findings from our second quarter data collection, which is the second quarter from which we've conducted the survey, are that compared to consumers, more executives are more optimistic about the overall economy, but they're more pessimistic about consumers' ability to get a mortgage today. They report that demand for single-family mortgages is up slightly in the most recent 3 months compared to the first quarter, and it's expected to go up during the next 3 months. That would make sense given the seasonal nature of the U.S. housing market and the fact that we're into the peak season for mortgages. In terms of credit standards, small and mid-sized lenders are more likely than larger lenders to say their credit standards tightened over the past 3 months. They're also more likely to expect to tighten them during the next 3 months. Larger lenders, on the other hand, are saying that their credit standards eased over the past 3 months and expect them to ease again over the next 3 months. They also ask some additional questions to the ones that we think will be standard questions for the survey. And some items that we looked into this quarter were their outlook on mortgage execution, which they expect to maintain their execution strategies for at least the next 3 months, mortgage servicing rights execution, and likewise, they expect to maintain current MSR strategies for the next quarter, and their profit margin expectations, which they expect to remain the same on average, and fewer lenders in the second quarter expect the profit margin to decrease. That makes sense in that the significant decline in volumes over the last half of the past year into the first quarter, which was a difficult first quarter, would have put significant pressure on profit margins, and that would be expected to ease somewhat going forward. So we hope that you enjoy this survey, find it useful in business planning.
Thank you for listening to today's Fannie Mae podcast. For more information or to read the full Fannie Mae Mortgage Lender Sentiment Survey results, please visit fanniemae.com. Estimates, forecasts, and other views expressed in this podcast should not be construed as indicating Fannie Mae's expected results, are based on a number of assumptions, and may change without notice. How this information affects Fannie Mae will depend on many factors. The Economic and Strategic Research Group does not guarantee that the information in these materials is accurate, current, or suitable for any particular purpose. Changes in the assumptions or underlying information could produce materially different results. The views published by the Economic and Strategic Research Group speak only as of the date indicated and do not necessarily represent the views of Fannie Mae or its management.